6. Rachel shelo bikra v'yalda shnei zecharim. So if we've got a sheep that hasn't given birth before, and she gives birth to two male offspring, v'yatsa shnei rishayim ke'echad, and the two like heads come out, like twins, right? The two heads come out at once. So what do we do? Which is the firstborn? Are they both firstborn? How do you sort out the situation? Rav Yosef Aglili Omer, he says shneim l'kohen. You would give both of these two animals to the kohen. Shneimar, because the pasuk in Shema says that hazacharim la, that the firstborns, the males, will be given to him, and it's in plural form. So he says, you see from here, there could be a situation where the kohen would get two animals, right? So the rabbis, it's impossible. You can only have one firstborn. So what would happen is the owner would take one, and the kohen would take one. You would give one to him and one, and you would keep one. In that situation, the kohen would choose the nicer one, so he could go and choose which one he wanted. Rabbi Akiva Omer, he disagrees. He says, Mishamnim benahem, that they weigh up it between them. But what he means is that according to Rabbi Akiva, the owner could actually choose the nice one and give the other one to the kohen. Vashaini yira ad shistaev v'chav matanus. The second one that the owner is keeping, what he will do is he'll put that out to pasture till it develops a blemish. When it develops a blemish, so now it's like it's no longer fitting sacrifice, can't be used as a sacrifice anymore. So at that point in time, he could slaughter it and use it, but he would have to give the gifts to the kohen, the front leg and the jaw and the maw, lower jaw and the maw, he'd have to give that to the kohen. Rabbi Yossi disagrees, says no, he doesn't even have to give the gifts to the kohen. He can slaughter the animal at that point, and he can eat the whole thing. No, he doesn't have to give any gifts to the kohen. Meis echad mahem, back to our case. If one of these two animals dies, that one's supposed to keep and one's supposed to go to the kohen, if one of them dies, now what do? Rabbi Tafan Omer Yachaluku, you share the other one. They split the other one between him and the kohen. And Rabbi Akiva says, no, hamoitzi mechaber alav araya. There's a principle that if someone, the burden of the proof lies on the claimant, and who's the claimant of? He has the kohen. So the kohen would have to come and prove that that animal was actually the firstborn, the one that's over there. And so he would hold that the kohen doesn't get anything, because there's obviously no ways that the kohen could prove anything in that scenario. Zachar unakeva, case, change of case now. You've got this ewe that had never given birth before, and it gives birth to a male and a female, and we don't know which one came first. If the male comes first, it's a bechor, and it's got to go to the kohen. But if the female was born first, then it's not a bechor, it's not a firstborn, and the law of bechor doesn't apply, and so the kohen gets nothing. So how do we paskin? It says the Mishnah, ein kam lekohen klum, that the kohen doesn't get anything, because again, hamotze mechaber alav araya, he's got to bring proof that he's owed that animal, and he can't bring proof. Brings it around the commentaries that nevertheless it is a doubtful bechor, so it's got to be put out to pasture till it develops a blemish, a mum, and then when it gets a mum, so then he can slaughter it and he can eat it, and then we're in the dispute whether he has to give the kohen his matanus, his gifts from the animal or not.